Alchemy Metals are a non-ferrous scrap metal merchant based out of Stevenage. That means that we buy copper, aluminium, stainless steel, all of the more expensive scrap metals, including lead, etc., from very, very commonly spoken about with regards to theft from church roofs, etc. We've had a bit of a journey over the last year or so, really, and it all commenced with us opening our gate trade to local businessmen. We really found it essential to make sure that we didn't buy any stolen metal whatsoever. So a year ago, we commenced with a really robust procedure where we got full identification off of everybody. We photographed them and their materials, and we don't buy any materials from anybody at all without knowing exactly where it's come from. The new piece of legislation had its third reading on Friday, and what it will do is back up the cashless trading that's due to commence on the 3rd of December. So, come the 3rd of December, it will be illegal for cash metal for merchants to pay cash for scrap. The new bill further reinforces that really by making sure that councils have the power to refuse licences to scrap metal merchants and, more importantly, revoke licences from scrap metal merchants should they continue to pay cash for their materials. Because, cash has pretty much been proven to be the problem in the equation. People are literally paying cash for war memorials, lead off of church roofs. The list is endless. And by stopping cash and by reinforcing legislation on scrap metal merchants, it should really go a very long way to stopping metal theft in its tracks. We've been consulting both with government and with industry just to make sure that the new bill that goes through is as tight as it possibly can be. It's very difficult for government and affected industry to understand how the scrap metal world works and how merchants work, and they've needed to be consulted all the way through to make sure that they have a good and broad understanding of the industry to make sure that any legislation is as effective as possible. And we've very much been at the forefront of that by consulting with industry and the Home Office to try and stop metal theft as much as it possibly can be done with legislation. We had a rather nasty 48 hours, really, where it really looked as though the bill was going to be lost at pretty much the last hurdle. After Friday, it should have all gone through to the House of Lords, but we had two MPs, Philip Davies and Christopher Chope, that were really, on the surface of it, being quite obstructive, and it was looking as though they were going to talk the bill out of time. But with a lot of negotiation and a lot of compromise, which basically meant that they agreed that the bill would be reviewed in 3 years' time, and then we'd have a 5-year sunset clause. And a sunset clause is where the bill is basically renewed, and it allows Parliament to have a proper look at it and just make sure it's doing everything we want it to do. The two MPs agreed that they would let it go forward on that basis. So we were delighted with that result because we were quite horrified at the thought of having cashless trading on December the 3rd, but then not having any legislation to back that up at all. So yeah, really, really good news all around.